Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard and affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. The Old Testament reading presents the background for the gospel reading for today. The opening verses broadly summarize the first table of the Decalogue, or the commandments which relate to the responsibility of Israel toward God. He tells them, "You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules." His statement, "I am the Lord," implies, "Be perfect, as I, the Lord your God, am perfect." As we will hear in the gospel, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind." We then shift to how individuals were to relate to each other. Love of their fellow man was to be expressed in the manner in which the Israelites were directed to harvest their crops. In the other areas of their relationships, they were to be just and compassionate. The latter part of the reading summarizes the second table of the law, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Following the reading, the hymn, "Lord, Thee I Love with All My Heart," reinforces this relationship with God.
A reading from the 18th and 19th chapters of Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge, neither shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. And you shall not strip your vineyards bare, neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor or rob him. The wages of a hired servant shall not remain with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
Thank you.
in 4 weeks of readings from the letter of St. Paul to the church at Colossae. This was in Asia Minor, about 100 miles east of Ephesus. In this introductory portion of the letter, he greets them, gives thanks for them, and prays for them, that they walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. This message is reaffirmed in the hymn, "With the Lord, Begin Your Task."
A reading from the first chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Colossae. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Commandments that we heard in the reading from Leviticus are condensed to only two in our gospel reading: love God with your whole being and love your neighbor as yourself. As we heard in the Old Testament reading, love of our neighbor is shown by dealing justly and with compassion in all areas of life. Jesus presents this very clearly in his well-known parable of the Good Samaritan. This love that we show to our neighbor is but a weak reflection of the love that God has showered on us, expressed in the close of Lord, thee I love with all my heart.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, The one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, You go and do likewise.
Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. The new school year is just around the corner. If you are looking for a high-quality, Christ-centered education for the child in your life, please consider St. Peter Lutheran School. If you would like more information regarding the school, please contact Principal Rhonda Reimers at 574-896-5933. Go forth in the knowledge that you are God's own child.